KF4GRD Echo Link monitoring.
AE4BM mobile. Can you tell me if I'm getting into the repeater okay? I put on a new mobile antenna on here. How's the audio going into the machine?
That's it.
Try it again. Alpha, Echo 4, Bravo, Mike, mobile.
Alpha, Alpha, 4, Golf, Sierra. My name is Johnny.
Hi, Johnny. First name is Ben. The call is AE4BM. I'm new to the area. I'm originally from Charleston.
Sure, what would be what I'm talking on? I had this thing on scan when you stopped it. What's your location?
I'm in Conesty, Malden area. This is the 14661.
Getting up on the button a little bit. I didn't get your location.
Location is right outside of Malden, Conesty area.
In Charlotte, so I still don't know where you are, but I guess it's because I don't get around. I don't know the area you're in. I'm going to look it up and see where this repeater is.
This is a Caesar's Head repeater. I'm right outside of Greenville.
Hey, Bet. Yeah, I think you might have been letting up on the button a little bit, or that might have been the problem.
I always forget this is a repeater. All my time is on HF.
I looked it up. It's a Greenville repeater. Okay, but anyway, my call is AA4GS. I'm up here in Charlotte, right close to the airport.
Haven't been up in Charlotte in a long time. Like I said, I just moved into the Greenville area. Reside over here in Malden at the moment. Originally from Charleston, right there on the coast.
Back there, so I'm going to have to cut you loose. Maybe somebody else will out there pick you up. It's AA4GS. Have a good one.
Have a good one. AE4BM Mobile.
AE4BM Mobile, here is Kilo India 4 Golf Romeo Delta coming through by Echolink. Over.
They're coming in on Echolink.
Yeah, I don't have a 2-meter rig set up at the moment, and I'm sitting here building a HF kit and just had the radio turned on Echolink. I actually am in Malden right now, so you're not that far from me. We're using a combination of technologies to get across. Over.
Yeah, I still try and talk to some of my friends down there in Charleston to get on the. Come talk to me, but a lot of them are reluctant, but they also tell me the same, to use Echolink to get on the one of the repeaters I frequent down there, and I'm the total opposite. I'll just stay on the radio and avoid Echolink, because my Echolink account's still set up on my technician call, and I just haven't gotten around to updating all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm actually studying for my extra right now, and the reason is funny. I actually bought a cheap $70 knockoff of a 40-meter transceiver, just a CW single-frequency transceiver. I think it's 7.023. And I was building that, and I looked up and realized that with my general, I can't get into that band, or that little section of the band. So I'm actually studying for my extra right now. Hopefully I'll take it next month. Over.
See you on studying for that extra. Oh, man. The driving force for me to do my extra was 80-meter extra portion. I heard a call out of Europe. Actually, it was the guy that designed the OptiBeam. He was the driving force for me to get out there and start studying. And I got my extra, and I've never heard him again. AE4BM Mobile.
Well, of course, that's how that would work. Yeah, I don't have anything that will go down. I don't have an antenna that will hit 80. Well, I have a G5RV up in the tree. I've not even tried tuning it on 80. I'm not sure any of the stuff I have in here right now will do it. I have two 200-watt rigs, a Swan and a Kenwood, but right now they're not set up. I'm playing with QRP stuff. So the kit I'm building right now is a 5-watt CW transceiver, and this one is a 20-meter band one. It's single bands. But it's fun, a few hours in the evening for a couple evenings, and then I get a little transceiver to play with, assuming I don't screw it up. KI4GRZ, Echolink.
I've got three different rigs. I've got a QRP KX3. I've got a K3, older first-gen K3 that needs some work, and I've been reluctant to send it out. And I've also got a Yaesu 101 MP that I haven't brought up here to Greenville with me. It's still sitting down in Charleston. I really can't do HF where I want to on 80 meter when living in an apartment complex.
After that, my dad is a amateur radio enthusiast, and he lives over in Five Forks, and not to be confused with Five Points. If you're coming through Columbia, you know about Five Points, but Five Forks, and he lives in an HOA, and we've stashed a few little antennas out behind the trees and things like that to try to get around the HOA, and so far nobody's complained, but I know if you don't have, you know, especially if you're in an apartment, it can be just ridiculous to try to get anything going in HF. K4GRD.
I totally agree. Been looking at a bunch of magnetic loops. That one on DX Engineering that they import from Italy keeps on calling my name.
Getting this big mag loop set up in your living room. Good luck with that. Well, listen, I'm going to get back to soldering here. I'm falling behind, and my wife I only agreed to do this for an hour, so I'm going to get back to soldering. But it was really nice talking to you. Name is Jim, KI4GRD out of Malden, 73s.
Talk at you later. AE4BM in the mobile. Out there, want to pick me up? Shoot the breeze? Warm up the repeater some? AE4BM in the mobile. AE4BM mobile.
I heard you out there. Figured I'd give you a holler. The name on this end is Keith. I'm over in Seneca area. Used to live not far from where you're beating around at, Fountain Inn. So I've been over this way for about 25 years or so.
Yeah, I'm over here in the pretty much closer to Conestee than Malden. I'm a transplant from Charleston, working up here in Greenville.
What got you up this way? I figured it must have been work. And how's the old coastal flatlander adapting to the upstate? I moved up here from Savannah myself.
Really, I'm not much of a beach person. The only time I've ever gone to the beach is probably at night. I enjoy the mountains. I actually did some time in southern Illinois. So I missed the late winters, actually.
Copy that. I'm the same way. I was never much of a beach person either. Yeah, we moved up here, and I pretty much never looked back. Been in the upstate for probably 30 years, and I've been over in the Seneca area for 25 plus. We're over outside of Seneca, just south of Seneca, between Seneca and Townsville, so it's kind of quiet over here, and you're not on top of your neighbors, so it's, we're looking forward to retirement over here.
Looking forward to retirement. I just turned half of 90 beginning of December, and all the guys I keep on working with always joke with me, you're halfway to 90. I said, and your point is?
If I'm halfway to 124 at the end of November, so I'm a little closer to the retirement age than you are, but not too far ahead of you. Yeah, we I've got property down in Georgia still, and I really have no desire to go back down there. So, we'll probably spend the retirement right here where we're at.
Yeah, my parents are retired. They live in Charleston. I just don't care for it. My brother still lives down there. He's working at the Boeing plant, actually. But no, I really don't care for Charleston anymore. I just decided to pick up and move somewhere else that would give me better employment opportunities.
The motivation to get me up this way to work at Gulfstream for a while in Savannah. And, in fact, just talking about Boeing, my brother left Gulfstream and went to Boeing and then ended up doing contract work after that. But yeah, I've come up here for work and I've been here ever since, and it's really treated me pretty good.
I stick with this current situation and then I retire up here, but everything changes. Everything changes. Anything's better than the sandbox, though. I feel sorry for my buddies out there in Kuwait. Just doing what they do, doing that contract work for the government. But some days I miss it. I miss that tax-free money, but I don't miss having my liberties taken away from me living in a different country.
I know some fellas in Louisiana that did a lot of work like that. They would make the money, but there wasn't much else to do over there other than to work. So they spend their time over there and then come back for a while. And some of them went back several times. So I don't know that I could do it.
I did logistics for the U.S. Air Force as a contractor. Moving a bunch of cargo for them. Also, I did, how would you call it? I was the follow me vehicle when the aircraft would come in. Boy, was it a different pace of things. Oh man, oh man. Having to wear double ear protection to shuffle out aircraft was a thing I will never forget. C-17, full thrust reverser. We'll never forget that.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, we used to see a lot of C-17s in and out of Savannah. Was it C-141 before that? They phased them out, I guess. C-17 took over. That's quite the aircraft. I can't imagine being the lead vehicle with thrust reversers going over.
For Echo 4, Bravo, Mike, Mobile. Yep. I even got the drive to tug and push out a C-5, 747, and a couple other aircraft that the Air Force uses as contract aircraft to shuffle in cargo and soldiers into out of theater. Wow. Boy, was that a job I will never forget. Actually, I talk about it a lot because it was an experience. Triple digit temperatures, and it was 12 o'clock in the evening.
We called like Savannah and Charleston were hot. Man, I cannot imagine. Yeah, I'm kind of an aircraft enthusiast anyway, working at Gulfstream. Like I said, being around Hunter, seeing all them come in and out. I love that kind of stuff myself. But don't know that I'd want to do that. But that actually sounds like a pretty sweet contract you had there.
Yeah, it was a fun time. I would go back, but I wouldn't want to do the The marshaling and the stuff of aircraft, that was a very stressful job, pushing C-5s and whatnot back into the taxi lane. But I would definitely go back if I was able to operate the 60K loaders. Now, that was, I'd go back for that, but I didn't have the opportunity to learn how to operate the 60K loaders.
Yeah, so when you go over there and do that kind of work, do you have to, like, stay for a certain amount of years to keep your tax burden from hurting you over here, or how does that work?
Your money tax. So I wanted to stay longer, but I was homesick and I missed my liberties. Everyone was telling me to stay out of the country longer and get my parents to visit me in the Philippines and all that mess, but I was just ready to come back.
Yeah, that's I was wondering about that, because that's what my buddies out in Louisiana, they were doing, you know, oil well and that, you know, petroleum-related work, so that's what they were over in that area far, and I thought I'd remember that you had to stay over there a certain amount of time to make it worth your while anyway.
My buddy's been out there, I think, 30 years now. He's been a contractor. The only time he comes back stateside is to renew his passport, renew his driver's license, and that's it. Other than that, he's he found him a Filipino that he's decided to settle down with, and they've bought some land in the Philippines, and he's starting a farm out there.
For a single man, that would be the life, and yeah, and I guess in his case, he's not going to be single anymore, but still. Anyway, I need to get out here. I'm going to rustle me up something to eat. We have a net every night at 9 o'clock, so if you're still out and about or around the radio, feel free to check in. KN4CHY, back to AE4PM.
Well, sir, you take it easy and enjoy that dinner. That's the only reason I'm out and about is looking for dinner. And I will definitely check into the net. Good to hear you. Good to speak to you. And maybe our paths will cross again. AE4BM Mobile.
You and yeah, we'll more than likely cross paths again on this repeater. It's a pretty active repeater, so yeah, it's a good one to park the dial on. Anyway, have a good evening, and be safe out there, and we'll catch you later. KN4CHY, clearly.
AE4BM Mobile.